It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. An important early orchestral work by one of the greatest composers of the 20th century, thought for more than 100 years to have been lost, has turned up recently in a pile of old manuscripts in a back room of the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Igor Stravinsky composed his funeral song in memory of his teacher, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, in 1908. The 12-minute work was performed only once, but it was always thought to have been destroyed in the 1917 revolutions and the civil war that followed. Stravinsky recalled it as one of his best early works, but couldn't remember the actual music that he wrote at the time. It was only when the whole building had to be emptied last autumn to make way for a long-delayed remodeling that piles of previously hidden manuscripts, undisturbed for decades, came out of rows of stacked piano and orchestral scores, and among them was the missing Stravinsky piece. Stravinsky was 26 when the funeral song was written and was completely unknown outside of Russia at that time, but in the next 4 years, he would compose The Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring, transforming himself into the most notorious modernist of them all. BachTrack, the online publication that focuses on classical music performance, has done its 2015 critics poll and has come up with the top 10 or so orchestras in the world. Topping out number one is the Berlin Philharmonic, followed by the Royal Concertgebouw of Amsterdam. And the Vienna Philharmonic is next. Then it's the Leipzig Gewandhaus, then Chicago Symphony Orchestra, then Berlin and Dresden Staatskapellas, and the Boston Symphony is next. And finally, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Neil Fischer, deputy arts editor of The Times, said, "The Berlin Philharmonic sets an international standard for its virtuosity and precision of ensemble. More than that, its players show a palpable hunger to go further, to test their audiences, their conductors, and themselves." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing her top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.